Okay, President Trump, something you can do that would, I think, set the nation on fire, and you're appealing now to an establishment source. Tell everyone in your all your speeches this year, tell them to get the movie Hacking. It's a documentary. The documentary Hacking Democracy. It is put out by HBO, so nobody can say we're going to the fringe here to get anything. HBO documentary Hacking Democracy, which was masterminded and is starring, in effect, Bev Harris of Black Box Voting, who is the Tiger Woods and the Jack Nicklaus and the Muhammad Ali of the election integrity movement. I've been in this since 1979, got dragged into it when we saw computers break down and winners and losers change, always favoring the bad guys, it seemed, the establishment, deep state type people. As she came along in 2000 with this Bush-Gore thing, and she knows computers, and it is an amazing movie. Nobody who sees it can ever believe in a computer elections again. Thankfully, most young people don't anyway. It's the old geezers. I'm now 65, but the people 40 years above me back in 1979, they thought computers were magic. Thankfully, no young people are under the illusion that computers can't be hacked and hacked and hacked. Of course, keep in mind, we're not worried about hackers primarily. We're worried about ES&S, Hart, and Dominion, those billion-dollar companies that count 99% of our vote. We're worried about them. They don't have to hack. They own the programs. Okay? So anyway, Hacking Democracy, and Harry Hursty's in there. Harry Hursty testified at your Presidential Election Commission up in New Hampshire. I think Secretary of State Gardner invited him in, which again kind of tells me even these secretaries of state haven't thought this through. You're going to have to lead the way like you did in 2016 on so many things and say what apparently no one else has the brains or guts to say. But you tell everybody just to get Hacking Democracy. It will set the nation on fire. You should have it brought into the White House. Kellyanne Conway, get your best people up there around you and your family, and you watch that thing, and you'll set the nation on fire just by saying that. And since it's HBO, not even Morning Joe and Rachel Maddow can call it fringe. Okay, now, one little caveat on that Hacking Democracy. It is fantastic. Bev Harris is a fantastic. Again, I'm not officially associated with her. Just because I endorse somebody doesn't mean that they can try to smear them by trying to smear me, which sometimes happens. But there's one little part, and the producers, Simon Ardenzi, I think his name was, and Russ Michaels, they came to my house and filmed me to be in Hacking Democracy, and my dad, because dad was the lawyer for us back in the 80s. But we were cut, and I have to say, even though it would have been nice to be in a big documentary, they made the right decision to cut us, because what Bev Harris did with Harry Hursty and the other people in that film, it was 90 minutes. They didn't have 1 minute to divert to anything else, and it would have been kind of a weird segue to take your concentration off the action. So even though they filmed us, they were right to cut me and everybody else that they filmed from that film, okay? And they were great guys, Russ Mithy. But at any rate, there's one little part in that movie, and this is probably why HBO liked it at the time, because they were worried about, paving the way for somebody besides the Republicans. They imply at and Bush, they imply at one point, imply that the Bushes control the election computers, and they were the ones that were fixing things. No, that cannot be correct, or Jeb Bush would have be the president right now. Nor does Hillary Clinton have anything to do with fixing computers unless she asks somebody to do it. I mean, they're not high enough up. The Clintons and the Bushes are not high enough up in the shadow government, in the deep state. Thankfully, Sean Hannity again has made that term popular because it's real. Hey, by the way, James Comey said around April 24th, the former FBI director, he said, "Yeah, the deep state is real." He just said this in one of his interviews. "Yeah, the deep state is real. It's some of the military, some of the CIA, some of the FBI." But he said, "But they're good guys. Nobody should worry about them." But he at least admitted there was a deep state. But it's the deep state. It is the deep state companies, ES&S, Hart, and Dominion. They're the ones with the power to fix elections, not the Bushes or Hillary Clinton. That's just a little bit of, I just wanted to say that caveat, because that one little implication in one part of the film, they don't hit it hard. They just kind of leave it laying there. I emphatically say it cannot be any of these politicians, because the deep state doesn't care who's in, Republican or Democrat, as long as they can keep their agenda moving forward. That's like at the top of these parties, that's sort of like something to, you know, to fool the children or something. So at any rate, Hacking Democracy, tell everybody to get it. They can get it at Amazon, probably in other places. HBO documentary, and boy, you will set the nation on fire. Everybody will be watching what's happening in this 2018-2020 election, which for obvious reasons, you want to have fair results for the congressional race and for the 2020 presidential race. Thanks for listening.